is the wake-up song and the you bastard sight of the day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
Got the Guadalupe replay coming up in a little bit. We'll get that going. Before that, people are emailing me, what do you think of the tranny on Sports Illustrated, John? First off, I didn't know Sports Illustrated still printed magazines. I thought that that was just an online thing. Second, my only problem with the tranny on the Sports Illustrated is because I know they're doing it for circulation reasons.
Yeah, sounds like they're desperate for attention.
Otherwise, they just wouldn't have said anything and then later said, by the way, one of them's a dude. That would have been a fun game.
Fooled
I think
you.
If Sports Illustrated could have done a thing where they're like, one's trans.
Can
and
you guess?
Didn't tell you which one, I would have probably bought it and gone, I'm interested. But they showed it, and they're like, look, it's groundbreaking. And I'm like, no, what it is actually it's insulting to the trans community that you're using them as freaks to get people to chatter about your magazine. I see it that way. Because that's definitely a business move more than it is them trying to push the agenda forward and make some sort of enlightened decision. It wasn't. It was basically, hey, how do we make more people buy Sports Illustrated? We go crazy with this. We'll be chatting about it all day. But it would have been more fun to say one of them is trans. Go through and find out which one. Now, with the internet, it's easy because you can go through and their names are on there. But I looked at the pictures. I'm not sure I wouldn't be able to tell. It didn't look feminine to me. Like her features, she's pretty, but in a guy dressed as a girl kind of way. You know?
Oh, we've seen some here that have definitely fooled
me. I've been fooled. Yeah. But this one to me was kind of like, oh, her name is Valentina Mayora or something like that. And I kind of was like, all right, interesting. But I don't think that one is. Like if that person I met said, hey, by the way, I'm trans, I'd be like, yeah, okay. It wouldn't. I'm not shocked at all. It looked a little bit manly. And credit to this one because there's no fake boobs. Like went with just what the hormones grew. And I don't know. I looked at it and I'm kind of like, yeah, I could see it. It doesn't really bother me. Does it bother anybody that it's a person? Used to be quite a lot more active down there. There was a dick involved. No kidding. And then leave it up to me to make that decision on whether or not I want to keep going or if I feel like, if you were forthright and I was really getting into it, that's a thing. I'm not so sure how I'd feel about it. But I know that if I went down there and you still had a package and you looked at me and your eyebrows went up and down, I'd be like, you did this on purpose.
Yeah, any fooling as far as that stuff goes,
that's not fun.
You're an asshole.
That's right. And I feel for ladies who, guys too. It's like, we even feel like you fooled us if you didn't tell us, by the way, you could park a Hyundai in this thing. Like, no kidding. Oh, I have been abused 10 ways from Sunday. When you get my pants off, I expect your face to, it's going to be like you're looking at a volcano. You're going to look a little scared, but also kind of interested. It's like a roadkill down there. It's awful. And guys the same way, I got to tell you. So small. So small. You're going to be disappointed.
Do you think the micropenis guys, they announce it before?
No.
I don't.
Brady, why do you say
that? Oh, yeah, man. That was
go
quick,
ahead. That was awfully
Brady.
Quick.
Well, I've been doing it for years.
So you're a group. You guys keep it. Keep it quiet until they
keep
reveal.
It on the down low,
and then you reveal the little button and just hope that they don't giggle too loudly.
Right.
Yeah.
Huh.
You have a laugh meter.
That's a risky move.
I had a girl years ago when I revealed mine. She said the phrase, "It's little, thick, but little," and I'm like, "Well, it's not done yet." Because her last boyfriend
three times.
Then she told me her last boyfriend had this long sausage that was like real thin, and we were young. So she didn't know what, there's a bunch of different shapes and sizes. So
I thought they were all the same?
Compared to him, evidently, who had this huge, tube.
I'm sorry, John.
No, it didn't bother me at all because it is. But then when it was get done, I'm like, this thing's not little. It's not that, but it's not little. And it's also that. Thank you. Girth matters more than width or the length anyway.
Slim Jim.
Yeah, Slim Jim. So she had a Slim Jim and she thought that's what it was. And she goes, oh, my God, it's thick. It's little, but it's thick. But she was saying compared to what she knew. And then evidently this dude had some sort of weird snake worm, kind of strange, skinny one.
God, now I'm imagining Stretch Armstrong.
Yeah, well, that's in my head, it's a big spaghetti noodle. I know it was better than that, but his was longer than mine, but thinner, and mine's thicker and shorter.
What about Jeff Jenkins? How was he looking?
Jeff Jenkins had a huge crank. My ex wouldn't do anything but like mildly jerk Jeff Jenkins off of the Milwaukee Brewers because she was afraid of it. That's great stuff. And that's when I was older at that
point.
You want
to scare women.
Like, yeah. So you can't fool people with your genitals. That's just basic common courtesy, I think.
Yeah.
You can't. Is she pretty? Sure. Very pretty. Did I find her to be one of my favorite models that's in Sports Illustrated? No. I wouldn't have been overly attracted to her, woman, man, or otherwise.
Well, don't you kind of think, though, no matter who was the first, that they'd be accused of taking advantage of something to sell magazines?
Oh, yeah, of course, because that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
There's nothing about this that isn't like, you know, if Sports Illustrated really wanted to progress the movement of the trans, they wouldn't have said anything. It would have just been a model.
Sure.
The fact that they blew it up into this news story was an attempt to get Sports Illustrated the clicks and the likes. If you were just like, hey, we don't care what you are. If you truly didn't care, you just take pictures.
Yeah, companies are in it to make money.
Of course.
You know,
so it's
that's the point.
To me, it's more offensive to say, look how great we are because we're doing this. It's like, no, you're actually using someone's life. And they can tell the story, but why are you the ones that are benefiting from it? You know, and good for them, whatever. But
hey, it helps her out too.
Sure, it's great for her.
Right. So,
and she's in it for the money. But I think if you really were going
don't blame
to
blame anybody on any side, really.
No, if you really were going to advance the progress of this, you would just keep it like, look at this beautiful model. You wouldn't say, hey, we got to tell you something. And then people would be like, that used to be a dude? Really? And then it would be on us to make a decision. Because Sports Illustrated is, I can't imagine their numbers are still good for week to week. So I don't even know if they, do they still push a magazine?
I'm sure they
I know
do.
This one is. I know this
the
one
only
is.
The only time I ever see magazines when I go to the airport or Barnes & Noble.
Me too. And I don't even know if I see Sports Illustrated anymore. Usually it's just fantasy football stuff. Like it's year-round now. I don't even know. But I know that the swimsuit issue is still a thing. But now they've got a trans one that they're pushing hard. And I don't know. Brady, did you see the trans model?
I'm looking it up.
Yeah?
What's her name?
Valentina. Just put Sports Illustrated trans model. This is an easy one. You can Google and check her out. It's an attractive human being, but I don't know how I'd feel about that. I don't know if I was on a date with somebody and I found them attractive and then they told me they used to be a dude. I'm not so sure feel good about it. I don't know if I'm there. Yeah. A couple of pops maybe later. I do think I would actually, if I was drunk, say, let me see it. I think that would definitely be a phrase that fell out of my face by the end of the night. Let me see it. I just got to get a peek. But then I probably have to buy her dinner again, and maybe I'm still wrestling around with my, hang-ups. But I would need to know, the second it's revealed at the dinner, saying, well, I'm a trans, and I'm like, I don't know what that means anymore. Does that mean you still have it, or it's gone, you're totally reconstructed, it's you're under construction. Let me see
maybe letting your guard down. You're on the beach, tropical paradise or something.
And you're not going to be on the beach, Brady.
You're not going there. You think a beautiful trans model is going to approach you at a beach?
No, I'm talking about,
Yeah, I'm saying that you worked with her for a weekend. And, she's not just going to wander over to you, lump, and say, I'm interested. Things have gone real south for both of us. Me too. Squidward and
hey, bra, what are you doing?
Yeah, the weirder, uglier version of Laurel and Hardy are not going to get approached by the hot trans model.
She needs to get some boobs put.
She's got no boobs. Yeah, she let her hormones do the growth of natural breasts, and they're there, But they're not big. Yeah, if she gets boobs put in, then what? But yeah, I don't know how I'd feel. I think once she started talking about it, I'd get curious about wanting to see it and getting the story and. Who knows?
Yeah, you'd like to have a cocktail, talk
sure,
about
I'd things. Like to chat about that. But I got a lot of weird questions. Hopefully you're going to be super open because I'm not going to hold back at this point.
We're going there.
Yeah. And if you start playing coy, well, maybe if you're lucky. No. I need to know what that looks like before I even think about getting lucky.
A few margaritas in, John.
Yeah, oh, no.
You might be more willing.
Move that thing out of the way. You still got an ass. What is this, scaffolding? You're half finished. Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I don't know about my hang-ups as far as that goes, if I could get past it. Like maybe if I did it and then
I like how you're debating.
Yeah, I'm wrestling in my head. Yeah. I don't know. Like if that beautiful man came to me and said, I want to be a woman for you tonight. I'm like, let me see what you got. And it looked like a woman's parts.
How hard up are you?
I'd be in trouble because I think I'd probably start to go and then I'd get awkward. Now, if
the guys from Botch got a hold of her, and did a good job.
Yeah. And there's the other thing. Would I be mad if I did go all the way and then she told me, by the way, I used to be a fella?
You're always mad with the surprise. Always. It doesn't matter what it is. You're
but then
mad.
Because I got to wrestle.
By the way. Yeah. Oh, no.
But what if I had the greatest time and then she tells me, I'm like, arg. Now I've got to fight some weird inner morality that I didn't know I was fighting with. It is best to be
would
open
about
that.
About it?
Hell yes. But then I wouldn't be fair to her anymore because every time I'd be down there, I'd be looking for like pins and staples and scaffolding. And
man, you're really getting in there.
I
you're
would
like
be
Sherlock
dying.
Holmes.
I am an investigator. I'm like,
Watson, bring me my magnifying glass. Man,
I am in. Watson, come here. I need you. Not this again, sir. Is that a scar or is that natural? Is this where the balls were? Where were the balls? Now, when my hands are here, am I touching what used to be your ball skin and just folded in?
Got your little notepad.
Is this folded in balls? How do they moisten these folded in balls?
I'm going home.
Ah, it's the questions, isn't it? I'm not good at dating you. I'd have too many hangups. And that goes with regular chicks. I can't imagine what I'd be like with one that dropped that bomb on me. I was bad at dating naturals.
Did you do your inspections on Megan?
Oh, absolutely. There'd been girls I'd looked at that thing and went, we're done here. This is, no.
What was causing you to say no?
It smelled like poor person soap. Yeah, 19-cent soap.
Dollar store soap?
And no. Yeah, dollar store soap that you get 15 bars for a dollar. This isn't soap.
You got for your mom when you were like 7 for Mother's Day.
Here's
a bucket
off.
Of milk.
Did you bring up your mother right now? Ugh. No, I never bought my mom any soaps.
I had a dollar, so I bought you some soaps you could wash off that grease pit.
Not happening. Anyway, well, what a better time to just stop talking.
Dad told me you need this.
Shh, said Phoenix. You have made me think of your mother's vagina one time too many. 100's my limit. All right, let's get right to the Guadalupe replay and just forget all this. Would you date the tranny, though, Brady? You work with her?
I wouldn't know it. If she led with it, saying changes it enough.
Let me ask
but
you this.
But if I didn't know, I'm looking at pictures of Valentina.
Yeah.
And
pretty attractive.
Yeah.
Yep. Not necessarily the best-looking model. And some manly features, to be sure.
No, but the minute you put that in there, all of a sudden you start really looking for manly features.
Yeah. Well, she's got my feet. Like, there's a picture of her with her legs crossed, and I'm like, I have those same toes.
Yeah.
Like, those are my feet. And that is a deal breaker with a girl who is normal anyway. She's got some weird finger feet like I've got. I don't like my feet. I don't want to look at those doubled. But, what if you were in the sales department again, Brady, and she's the new girl, and you are flirting pretty hard and starting to get reciprocation, starting to get a little back? You're going to ask this little honey out on the town. And you go over and you say something, and she goes, okay, but I got to tell you, Brady, that I'm trans. I used to be. I'm post-op.
Okay. Well, we're still going out.
Are you?
Yeah, because I don't want to, like... Then all of a sudden you act like, what? You freaked out or something. And no, we're not going out now.
So you're
going
to placate that and go out to dinner, but there's no chance of boning it.
Yeah.
All right. Do you tell her that?
No.
So you waste her time. It's like when
I've
the
never
NFL
told
had.
That. If you don't listen, we're going to go out, but there's no boning.
Yeah.
And as a guy, if you hear that from a girl, then you know what? I'm busy. You can't go
out. That's what I'm saying.
That was your intention.
But if your intention is, oh, I'll take her out just to make it so it doesn't look like I'm a dick, but that's the only time we're going out. What's the difference?
Yeah, I think I would. I think I would feel that way. That we gotta. Yeah. We have to still go out.
I think I would be like, oh, never mind. That's acceptable.
Maybe clear up and say my intention is just to, you know, go out and get to know you.
No, you don't want to know.
Welcome you to the company. And
yeah, right. See, I think that's meaner.
Where are we going to Denny's? Yeah. What are you talking about?
I'm
going
to take you through a drive-through.
And then stumble.
My constant joke is going to be like, are you sure that's what you want? You change your mind a lot.
So what do you people like to drink?
Do you eat French fries or do you like to fold them inside out?
I take it tacos are out.
Do you eat them from the outside in or inside? I don't understand. Anyway, your brain doesn't work like mine. I should just drop you off. Anyway, all right. Now you've done it, Brady, with your trans garbage and your mother talk. And we're too late for the Guadalupe replay. We may play it later. We got a What Would Brady Do coming up in just moments. It's 98.
This is bad. Bad, bad, bad.
That's a joke, right? You're joking?